You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida. This class is from the Robert L. and Rhoda Lipton Foundation Audio Library. For more information, please call 305-534-7050, or you can visit our website at www.talmudicu.edu.
The Sefer Devarim is called Mishneh Torah, and Sefer Devarim is Divrei Teichacha, for the most part, Divrei Teichacha that the Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael. In fact, there's some Hasidim had the custom, instead of learning Musar, they learn Sefer Devarim on a regular basis, because the whole book is a book of Teichacha. It's a book of criticism. I mean, this goes back to early masters, early Hasidic masters, trying to understand what is the reason that that you set this off as a separate book, Sefer Devarim. The Teichacha here is said in the last 6 weeks of Moshe's life. Everything here is the last 6 weeks of Moshe's life. The last 6 weeks of Moshe's life, you have last 8 weeks of Moshe's life is still Sefer Bamidbar. So what's the reason that there's a separate break between Bamidbar and Devarim? And the Torah is written that there's a four blank lines between. It's a separate book. In the written Torah, it becomes obvious as a separate book. And the question is, why is it really set up as a separate book? The Divrei Teichacha doesn't have to be a separate book. It could have just been an extension of Sefer Bamidbar. The Chazal defined Sefer Devarim as being Moshe Mipi. That Sefer Vayikra, until now everything is Moshe Mipi HaGvur. This is called Moshe Mipi Atzmo. Sefer Devarim, the Gemara says, is Moshe Mipi Atzmo. The Tosfos says over there, it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom Moshe made this up on his own. It means Uberuach HaKodesh. It was certainly with divine inspiration. So then the question is still, what does it mean, Moshe? What does it mean then, Moshe? What does it mean, Moshe, Mipi, Atzma? What does it really mean, Moshe from himself? The pasuk that gives me the most concern, and there's a number of other Rashis there too, but the first pasuk. The pasuk says, Eila dvar mashur diber Moshe, kol yisrael beivar hayarden. Bamidbar, Rashi says Bamidbar is referring to when they were complaining about the bread and the meat. Barava, that's about a week after they left Egypt. Barava is when that's the story with Baal Peor, when they had the incident with the non-Jewish women 40 years later. Molsuf is right before they crossed the Red Sea, which is the first thing. Paran is Meraglin, let's say. Bein Tofel V'Lovon is when they complained about the Mon. Which complaint about the Mon? This is the complaint about the Mon after the death of Aaron. So this is 40 years later. It's jumping back and forth. V'Chatzeros V'Dizov is either is Korach and Chet Ego. It's very awkward. There's no order. There's no chronological order. So I saw that the Maral says the reason there's no order is so that it wouldn't come out like Teichacha. It wouldn't be obvious that he's trying to criticize them. But it's just very hard to accept that the Torah just wrote it haphazard. It's hard to believe the Torah wrote it totally, totally haphazard. I was thinking like this, and I think there's a Maritiki Yesod over here. Very, very helpful Yesod. In Parshas Bullock, the pasuk says, "Lehi bit oven be Yaakov, la ra amo be Yisrael, Hashem alakov imo asru as melech bo." God does not see any sins, any wrong in the Jewish people. God feels close to the Jewish people. God is their friend. That's the way Rashi translates the pasuk. Look, he bid oven be Yaakov, lo ro, omo be Yisrael, no sins, etc. Hashem alakov imo, God is with them. Usru as melech bo, Rashi says the word srua comes from the word reyes, friendship. God is their friend. Trying to understand, what does this mean? God is their friend, and therefore you don't see any problems. The opposite. And the person's friend is, you should see problems in your friend. If you care about somebody, then you see his shortcomings, and you try and help. And Rashi says no. Rashi says, he bin Hakadosh Baruch Oven Shebi Yaakov, when they are oivrin al devarov, when they go against his words, eino medaktik achrem lisbonim beonia shalhem. He doesn't look into the wrong they do. Bamolin shein over and aldosa, and that they go against his word. Omo loshna aver, Rashi says, because they're his friends. We know, first of all, we know historically simple. The Jews get much worse than the rest of the world. I mean, we've gotten more suffering than the rest of the world put together almost. And it's certainly not because we hold that we are the worst. If anything, we hold we are even the world holds we are the best. But it's like anything else, that you, the one that is the best, you have a higher standard for, not a lower standard. Your child, you have a higher standard than a neighbor's child. Someone that has more potential, you hold them to a higher standard. The Goyim hold us to a higher standard. The atrocities that Goyim do on Goyim, nobody expects any different. When they go into and a few Palestinians are killed, or in the camps in southern Lebanon, the whole world cries out. And you know, and what did the Jews do? The Jews let in they let the Christians go in there and kill Muslims. I mean, no one, I don't think, accused the Jews of killing them. What was the name of those camps? And but then, I mean, Goyim do it. How many people getting, you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people getting killed a month in Africa. And then nothing. Jew lets a guy kill a guy, and then, you know, you hold to a different standard. I mean, Goyim, they're trying to kill us too. It's not our friends, the Muslims. Because somebody that you hold more of, you have more potential. And Chazal quantified this in the statement, Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktek imam kechut asara. With Tzadikim, God is very exact. He holds them to the highest standard. Rashi says the reverse here. Rashi says he's your friend, and he's not medaktek achreyim. And he doesn't. So what's the pshat? Say pshat like this. The first yisod of tochach, when you criticize a person, you hold them to a standard, is there's two things you can hold them to the standard. You can hold them to the standard of someone, let's say somebody hits me. So I can hold them to the standard of I'm very upset, you hurt me, and I'm getting back at you. Or that you have a problem. If you go around hitting people, you have a problem. Forget about that I'm hurt. You have a problem. What Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with them, kechut asayir, he's not medaktik, that doesn't mean he's not, he's very exact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges people totally, precisely for every aver they do. But he does it only according to the problem that they have. His hurt, he doesn't care. He doesn't concern himself with his hurt. He concerns himself with their problem. He works out on them their problem. Medaktik gechud asayir means I'm medaktik with you, that I want to, you have this shortcoming and that shortcoming, I want you to straighten yourself out. What you did to me, I don't care. I'm not reacting to that. What I'm reacting to is your problem. Rashi says this because Rashi says, Lohi bit omo biyakov, God doesn't see any sin. Rashi says the word omo is loshen avera. The word omo, he doesn't see sin. But it's a very interesting, why is the word avera omo? What does omo have to do with avera? Why is sin? Omo means work, right? Work. I don't see work. What's that have to do with sin? In English, in fact, there's a pasuk in the Torah. You have the. He says because now Rashi says avera is omo lifnei hamokom. Avera is work in front of God. Why is avera work to God? In English, there's an expression, and it's really a pasuk in the Torah in terms of sin. Also, in English, if you have a business, and you sell things and you give people 90 days to pay, and you buy from people and you pay them, you only get 60 days credit. So you got a serious problem, right? You have to pay in 60, and you get paid 90. Or let's say your customer is supposed to pay you in 60 also, but he takes 90 to pay you instead of 60. That's called you're carrying the person. You're carrying him. That's the word. You're carrying him. Why? Because you are really paying his charges, right? You're really paying his carrying charges. So you are carrying that person. You know, you hope eventually he'll become good and he'll pay you up, and you have a profit in it too, and maybe it's worth your while. But in fact, you're carrying him. Chet is God. We have debts by God. Chet means that we're a problem. We have problems, and we're not justifying our existence. Really, he should be punishing us, straightening us out, and then we're square with him. We're paying our due to him. If he doesn't react, then he's carrying us. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't react to our chatoim, he's carrying us, exactly like the business, because we are not paying our way. If you're paying your way, you have to do what he wants. If you're not paying your way, then you're not paying your way. So he's carrying us. He until we decide that we're going to change, that we're going to be able to pay him by our good behavior, he's tolerating us. This is a pasuk in the Torah. You know who said this? Cain said this. After Cain kills Hevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where's Hevel, Achicha, etc., etc. And finally, he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him, and he says, Godol Avoini Minaso, is my sin too great for you to carry? That's what Cain says to Hevel, because in other words, carry me, look, I know I have to change my habit, but meanwhile, before I pay you, just carry me, I'll eventually make good, but meanwhile, carry me. That's Godol. That's the pasuk. Godol avoini minaso, for you to carry. You can't carry this. The pasuk, that's what Rashi's saying over here. That the pasuk says he did oven the Yaakov, because Rashi says v'lo amo b'yisro amo zloshin avera, and it's avera amo lefnei hamakom, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not concerned about what's happening to him. He's just concerned about my problem. He's carrying me, but he's concerned about my problem, my difficulty, not the fact that he did something, that he was affected by this. And then that's the pshat here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very precise, and he punishes exactly, but for what the person did, but not for himself. That's what Tochach is in Kol HaTorah Kula. But obviously, that's not the whole answer. That's a wonderful thing, but that's a midas achesed, and that he straightens out. But that's not really fixing up my problem. If the only thing you criticize me for is that I am lazy, or I'm not paying my bills, or I'm not honest, and you don't criticize me for the hurt that I've done to you, then the relationship is never really restored. All you did was you acted as my psychologist, and you did me a tremendous favor, and you helped straighten my problem out. But that's not my only problem. My problem is the fact that your hurt is also my problem. I caused you hurt. So there's a serious problem in that also. Except that you're very nice, and you are carrying me. But the fact that I can't really be a whole person again until I am totally have taken away from you the hurt also. I can't be a whole person. And as far as my problem of being angry or being insulting and whatever, you can work it out. But meanwhile, someone's hurt out there. You have to work on the hurt also for the person. Right. So there's a lack. Every time even if you focus your criticism on my problem the whole time is you help me, but I have a lot of carbonists and there's a lot of victims out there, and the victims need to be restored too. You can't be a whole person if you have the victims. Okay, now you're a good person. The person is he beats up people and abuses them. Okay, now he's out of his problems. He went to a center. He doesn't do it anymore. But you got to do something for the victims too. And if you don't do for the victims, then there's still something lacking in me that I don't identify with all the problems I can. It's not only my problem. I've made problems for others too. That's Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is a whole new din. Sefer Devarim is different than Sefer Bamidbar. And Sefer Bamidbar, as we said, the Tochacha, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu criticizes and punishes us for our problems. Sefer Devarim, he wants us to learn, to be aware of, that he was hurt, that I have to fix up his pain also. But besides that, I have to do myself. Hopefully, by Mittenbore, will already, you know, he works and he punishes and he straightens out. But ultimately, Sefer Devar means that we are held responsible, and that to reach a final tikkun, we have to also fix up the victims. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. Well, first, let me show you where it's in the Pesukim. Sukkim here are creating a whole new din of tochacha. The whole tochacha in Sefer Dvarim does not relate according to the effect on the person doing the chet, but the effect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rashi says over here, and that's the order of the Pesukim. All the criticism here is being waged according to the that they were machis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the amount of anger, amount of upset. Umana Khan, listen Rashi, Kol HaMekoyim Sheikh Isu as HaMokom, all the places that they are machis him. Not that, you know, machis is a very funny way to describe sin. All the places they did sins. Machis is referring to how he was affected, not what I did wrong. And then Rashi says again, Bamidbor Elo Bishvil Mashiach Isuhu Bamidbor. What they got, what he got them angry in the, when he got HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry in the Midbar. Then Rashi goes on to say, he brings an interesting pasuk. Then Midbar, and then there's Arava, and then he goes Mol Suf. Now Mol Suf, we said, is the first one. Mol Suf was the first. And Mol Suf, what Rashi should say on Mol Suf, that was when they started, when they stood at the Yam Suf, and they said, well, there's not enough graves to take us out of Egypt. What do you just schlep us to the desert? Rashi adds something. Al Shem Shehimru B'Yam Suf. What does he bring up? Himru means that they were rebellious. Hamra means a rebellion. That's more than just doing a sin. Rebellion, ben soira umoira, is not just a child who doesn't listen to his parents. That's a rebellious child. Rashi is escalating. He's increasing the amount of hurt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all the time. That's why he's going out. And then he brings a pasuk on Yam Suf. By Yamru al Yam B'Yam Suf. It's like very interesting. Himru is not the word that the Torah used. Himru Tamli Bli Ain Kfarim. It doesn't say Himru over there. Rashi adds that word. Then he says when they left B'Yam Suf, they also complained. And there Rashi says, and then he brings a pasuk in Tilling, which also has the word Vayimru from Hamra, from rebelliousness. Rashi is telling us that Sefer Devarim is a whole different than a Teichach. Sefer Devarim is really fixing up the pain, the recognition I'm being criticized for, Kaviyachol's pain also. And then I can, and that's really necessary to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's one thing to straighten out my problems, but you straighten out my problems, then if I abusive to you. You straighten out my problems, then I marry somebody else, I move out of the neighborhood, I go to a new town, and now I'm a nice guy. But all the victims I leave here. But you can't live. If I want to live with the victims, I can't just straighten out my problem. I have to restore that. Now we're going into Eretz Yisrael. So going into Eretz Yisrael, you have to restore the victims too. You have to restore the victims. I mean, you have to, because good. We're going to work out our problems because Baruch Hu is going to help us work them out. But we have to restore Kavod Shemayim too. We have to try and fix up the hurt we caused him also. And obviously the last one, the worst of all these, is therefore the Chet HaEgel, because the Chet HaEgel is never cured up. V'yom Pakti Eschem, I mean, that you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hurt for the sin of the Egel is never totally forgiven. That's a hurt he constantly feels. So that's the order over here. Alright, so far we said like that the difference therefore between Bamidbar and Dvarim is a very significant difference. And the order in the Pasuk. The order in the Pasuk of Tochacha is not here being punished or criticized for your problem, but for the hurt that Kaviyachol felt. And that's why it's a separate Sefer. But this explains why here it's Moshe Mipi Atzmo instead of Moshe Mipi Agbor. This has to be Moshe Mipi Agbor. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, when the person who you hurt comes and criticizes you for his pain, it's a very it becomes very
you get very, I don't know, defensive, because like this, if you come tell me I have a problem and you're not talking about yourself and you're really not talking about yourself, I'll listen to you. But if you're also talking about yourself, then I become very suspicious of what your motives are when you're criticizing me. I've hurt you, and you're admitting that you're hurt. So I don't really know whether you're just my friend and telling me exactly what it is that I have to fix up, or you're really getting some vengeance and putting me down and making me feel bad, and maybe you're overstating the case. It becomes very, very... You're not really believable to me. If, in fact, you really, if I see from your tochach, you're not talking about yourself, but if you say, I'm hurting here, and then you start telling me what I did wrong, what my problem is, but you're saying, I'm hurting, what you're telling me is you're not objective to. That's what you're saying, you're not objective. You're hurting and you're in pain. When a person's in pain, you'll also say things that are more vicious than you mean to say, and you'll hurt me more. On this, the Pasuk says, therefore you need the Mochiach here is Moshe Rabbeinu. You have a third person, objective bystander, given to Chocha. The whole word of Sefer Dvarim is, Moshe Mipi Atzmo means, he is talking not as the injured, he's not talking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the injured party, he's talking as a third person bystander who's saying, okay, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told you what you have to clear yourself up. He was totally not, he was not medactic at all about himself. But I'm telling you, Moshe says, where I'm sitting, you've hurt him a lot. You have a lot to fix up over there. That's the word Moshe Mipi HaGavur, Moshe Mipi Atzma. Rashi says that really in Megillah. Rashi defines the difference between Moshe Mipi Atzma and Moshe Mipi HaGavur. Rashi says like this. In Vayikra, it's Vinosati. This God is punishing us. There he says, Vinosati, I will do it. Vivkarati, I will visit you. Vishalachti, and I will send, you know, vengeance upon you. Whoever has the power will do this. But in Mishnah Torah, it says, God will do that. God will send. God will make things cleave to you. Moshe Amru Me'elov. If you go against his words, he's going to start out with you, which means that God is saying, Moshe is saying that God has a legitimate reason to be hurt, and he has a legitimate complaint, and you've hurt him, and he will therefore react to that. So it's two totally different kinds of tochacha. There's the tochacha of fixing up my problems, and there's the tochacha of his visiting, of his hurt. And it's a tremendous friend. It's an incredible friend if all I do is focus in on your problem. That's the Sruas Melech Bo. And that's really the way you should do it. But a third person should be there to give tochacha, to make you aware of the hurt you did to somebody else, and to let you know that you have to fix up that hurt. You have to restore that person, to take away that pain from the person. That's the tochacha of Sefer Dvarim. It's a whole different than the tochacha. It has nothing to do, because it's the 6 weeks or the 8 weeks. It's six instead of 8 weeks, therefore you need a different Sefer. It's a whole different perspective on tochacha. It's a whole different perspective on the relationship. Until now, we're only talking about what's good for the Jewish people, for their problems, their sins. Now we're talking about what we have done to him and what we have to fix up, the hurt, and that his right to demand that hurt, because otherwise you can't live in Eretz Yisrael. You can't live in Kaviyochel's home unless that relationship with him is. He can't go around, and you can't. Okay, I'm okay, but meanwhile, but all the harm and hurt you've done, you can't live with that. You can't live in his home and not address that. And therefore, we're getting to Chocha that we have to fix this up also. That when we do something wrong, we have to be misakin. The getter of the tshuva is a whole different getter. That you have to be misakin that aspect of chetu. You know, it certainly has very relevant lessons for all our daily lives. It's not easy. It's not hard. A person has an appointment with a doctor, and you know, people who are habitually come late to doctors, or sometimes they cancel habitually. Okay, they have obviously a problem, you know, and they go to their psychiatrist and they work it out, and you know, the doctor is still missing that much money or that much patience, or he just sat around and waited, and, you know, and you just, and they find a new doctor. That's not, they fixed up their problem, but they didn't fix up the hurt they did to somebody else. true tshuva requires doing both, fixing up your problem, fixing up the hurt you do to the other person, though. But it's very hard for the victim to be able to criticize the person for the hurt they did to them, because then you lose your whole credibility. Because if you, when you're in pain, you don't talk as rational. You know, you don't talk as rational. That's why it's like very hard for a husband, you know, criticize your wife. Because if you're talking about something that's no gay you, and she feels that you're really, because you're bothered by it, so therefore you're making more out of it than it really is. You need, you work on her things, and you have to really be totally divorced from your interest. A third person can very often be effective in this. You know, you've done something to him. You know, he's not talking about that. He's just trying to help you out. But I'm telling you, where I'm sitting, you have hurt him, and you have to straighten that out. You know, or when children will do something insulting to a parent. You know, partially, obviously, you tell them, listen, I just want to teach you how to be a mensch. On the other hand, they also, you know, if you come across that you're angry with them for personal, that there's a lot less credibility to them that you're really talking about what's good for them. You're talking about yourself. Not that you're not allowed to do that, but you first got to straighten up the person, and then hopefully he'll figure out how to help straighten you. And if he won't, it's usually more effective that a third person should do it. Get somebody else to do that. You know, I think it would be nice if you called them up and fixed it. Because once you do it, it's hard to do. I said that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu said. Kodesh Baruch Hu said the whole thing to Moshe. He could have made it Mipi Atzmo here too, but Mipi Atzmo, it just doesn't. It's not as effective as if it's from a third person. But I get one thing, and I guess even on a different level, you don't want to do that either. You don't want to tell the person how much you're hurt either, and that makes it even feel worse. So it's even for other reasons, it's good the third person should be the one to tell. Because if you're hurting, you know, the other person's going to feel more devastated if you're the one that tells him how much he's hurting, how much you're hurting. Even from that point of view, it's better that a third person. And that's safe in Dvar. If you read through, and I think the Mamash works out very nice in the Psukim, I think that's why it also this month, it's interesting, by the month, there's a lot of different, they complained about the month a lot of times. You have Baloscha, you know, we want a different diet. There's certain foods the mon doesn't have. It doesn't look as good as we'd like it to look. We're not talking about that. The Torah goes to the other mon. Because, okay, that was a complaint. This complaint, the Torah doesn't say they complain. The Torah says, Ben Lovin told Rashi, he snapped Lu al hamon. They pounced on it. You know, she snapped Lu. They pounced on the mon. You know, there's a difference between complaining or pouncing, I think, is usually. I'm waiting for you to do something wrong to me. You know, pouncing is like as soon as I jump, and it's almost like I think I'm looking for something to start up with you. I'm looking for something to start up with you, because the truth of the matter, that's what it was. The other thing, really, it wasn't that appetizing after 40 years. You know, every day seeing the same food on the table, you can understand a little bit. And they're not that they should have complained about it, but you can understand. Tuflo Amon is nothing. It was wonderful. The Mon was unbelievable. It had no problems. What were they worried about? They're worried about is that maybe afterwards they're going to not be able to go to the bathroom. It's going to ruin their digestive system because they didn't have to. Because the Mon was pure spirituality. It didn't have any. You didn't have to go to the bathroom. So even though now they feel fine, but they're worried that maybe in the future God's going to explode their stomachs. That's a person that's looking for a problem. That's not a person that's that has a problem. That's someone who's looking for problems, and that's a much more you're much less appreciative. Here I'm giving you money every day. It's one thing, you know, I can make a nicer presentation of the money. You should come on a nicer platter, and it's another thing to everything is fine. But you know, I don't know what you're going to do from, you know, I don't know what the long range effects of this are. A person feeds you every day, and he takes good care of you, and he air conditions the house. And I don't know what the long range effects of air conditioning. Maybe in 30 years, air conditioning is going to be, you know, it'll affect my breathing. You know, that you got to be you got to be much more vicious person. You have to be much less appreciative, and so that's why it's going. It's an escalating order, because for years this kasha has bothered me that there's no order here. From the Rashi's, it sounds like between the Hechiso, and Tamru, and Hisnap Lalmon, and Egel, I know is the worst, so I can see that there's a clear progression in how upset God is. And that's Sefer Dvarim. And I understand that's Moshe Mipiatzma.
Miraguing is not as bad as the Mon?
Not really. I mean, not really, because Miraguing is, they come back with a real problem over there. It shows that you didn't trust me, but there's a real problem. It's true that there's the Betzuras Kabashamayim over there, and there's Anokim over there, and we're grasshoppers in their eyes. I mean, they're telling the truth, except that you have to, you know, Alonala, whatever it is. I think it's a much less.
And Egel, they didn't have a reason. I mean, Egel also was based on.
Yeah, but Egel, whatever Egel is. If you're standing at Maimon Har Sinai, whatever it is, we see that has the longest range effect. The Gemara's lush, the mushal and chazal and eagle is the kala that was mezana mitoch the chuppah. Instead of after the chuppah, instead of going back to walking down the aisle with your husband, she went away. Whatever that means, there can't be anything worse. I mean, that's the ultimate rejection. That's rejecting you. It's I mean, I think. What do you think a man would feel worse? You know, you make this wedding and you're standing there and your wife doesn't show up at the wedding. I mean, that's a tremendous slap in the face. You know, like, in the wedding, she decided, you know, she's not walking down. Everybody's there and something. Or she walks down to the chuppah and on the way back, she, goodbye. She gets in the car with somebody else. If you can imagine how bad the feeling would be to be stood up at the chasna, I think there's some people wish that would have been the situation. But bad it is to be stood up at the chasna. It's a mortal blow that on the way back, okay, goodbye. Now, thanks for the ring. Actually, she's not even thanks for the ring. I don't know, she took the ring back, or it says Kadosh Baruch Hu took back the ring from her. You know, he took out the edge on her chorei, whether it's like she said, okay, after the chorei, you know, decided I'm not interested in you anymore. She goes off to her with her lover there. That's the mushroom. That's what the pasuk. That's the way Chazal defined the chareigo. I don't think there's anything that's more hurting. I don't think it's possible to be hurt more than that. That has to be motzi anias isha marmi movis. I mean, that has to be marmi movis then. That's like the worst wife. I mean, the one who total betray, defies you, betrays you at the moment of the. You can't be a better chassan than you're marrying her. You just, you know, it's a wedding and mitoch the chuppah. You know, she goes off to somebody else. However we define, but that we know from the psukim. We know because this is the one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgives. Beyond pakadiyas, you know that. It's like, you know, when the wife reminds you what you did 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 12 years ago and 14 years ago, and at that time you did that and that and that, you know. There's certain events that you'll never ever forget. That those events means that they hurt her the most. And so that's the chub between the tochach of Devarim and the tochach of Bamidbar. I think there's a lot of both things are very important. To give both kind of tochach is very important. The first yisod is also extremely important. When you criticize a person, the focus should be on his problem, not on your hurt. But after that's taken care of, his problem, then to really ever have the relationship back, he has to address your hurt. But that has to be addressed too, otherwise the relationship will never really be restored perfectly.